Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Mal Ozovicki, Nikki H, Hayden J, Marcella, Haimom Garcia, Oren Ben Shabbat, Ida, Adrian Mercer Garber, Sammy, Han Malek, Caroline Rivard, Mammon, Lauren Rowlands, Charlie Laurel, Bree, Rachel Pennebade, Carrie Kawada, Two Imposters, Elias Soper, Casey Ray, Armando Diciano, Sophia Sardino, Cecil Goodwin, Nell, Masha Weber, James Candelino, Kit Bus, Rocket Corgi, Terence Rollin with a Grand, Connor Adelaide, Rowan Gray, Liz McGregor, Yala Saeed Haas, HHHH, Ex Libris Crow, Ryan Norrie, Ivana A. Villamil, Dump Bucket, O55K, Brianna Sveum, Sam. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Welcome to episode 137 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell, and with me today I have...
Helen Gould.
Lydia Nicholas.
Bryn Monroe.
Ben Meredith.
And who are you playing?
Azu. Sel Sai Baron. Ahmed Slaharun Altahan.
Zol Smith.
I really thought I'd manage to throw you off then. No, I'm good.
No. Consummate, so good at this.
Consummate professionals. So we are in the middle of someone's turn, which I normally don't end an episode on, but it felt appropriate since you'd just done grievous bodily harm to a friend. Yep. like, that's a good ending.
Yeah, like, I didn't... I still didn't feel it for a couple of seconds after you said it, because I was still kind of like, that was so much damage.
See, I'm so glad that, like, it's hard to get an episode to its logical conclusion, and hurting each other is the logical conclusion for every episode. So I'm very happy.
Machiavelli over here.
So you are currently mid-combat with a ghoulum.
Ghoulum.
Not to be confused with a ghoul, which is very different, or a ghouled, which is also very different. It's a ghoulum.
Ghoulum.
You're at the top of a lighthouse in the middle of a storm. Yes!
Yeah.
With crazy...
Oh, I'm flying around the ceiling of the
yeah,
lighthouse
yeah,
as well.
With crazy scientists beneath you. Currently, nominally, you're kind of trying to get a person, but really, you're basically just killing a haunted house.
Murder hobos.
I thought it was about time that we gave you some nice... free cut loose monster action, and I think I'm delivering.
Good,
so
yeah.
With that in mind, we are actually halfway through Azu's turn. So Azu, you had your first attack and managed to really get a good hit on Zolf. Would you like to go again?
Is there any way of me hitting it and not hitting Zolf?
It's a good question. Are you an expert in oozes?
No.
Then I'm afraid you don't know.
Does Azu even know that she's hit?
Yes, she like it's visibly obvious because the thing is translucent. So what you see is your axe going through Zolf a little bit.
She's going to attempt to hit and not hit Zolf then.
Okay.
She's going to, like, aim away from you.
Okay, that's fine.
Oh, Caradryne, no, this is very bad for you. I'm very sorry.
In which case, then, Azu,
doesn't know this.
Give me your second attack, please.
Okay. So that's 15.
15? No, this time it's ready for you. You got your first one in. This second one...
It's because you're holding back a bit
yeah,
to avoid
Zolf. This second one
yeah,
is...
Yeah, it's because now I have to think about two things at yeah. the same time.
Oh, no, you know what it is? It just tries to take it on the chest like a barbarian. A chest made of Zolf. So you're winding up for the shot and it's just like... Mah! You're like, ah!
No! Wrong! Don't see, baby!
So, in which case then, Hamid, you are now up. Cast Fireball.
I fire my crossbow.
Boom.
I'm not worried about hitting Zolf because I can't do enough damage to matter.
That is true.
Oh, I threaten a crit, though. 27. Still won't matter. I only get 14 on the roll to confirm.
14?
Yeah.
You don't confirm?
No, I didn't think so. I do 4 damage.
Okay. Zolf?
Yeah.
Take 2 damage. You're starting to see the pattern here.
No.
I told you, I can't do enough damage to matter.
Did you do anything else?
Only 48 hit points left.
You're approaching the number of hit points I start with.
Do you do anything else?
I reload my crossbow.
Okay.
That takes me a move action.
Okay.
Because I have no feats to help me with crossbow.
Hamid may have more hit points than Sel does.
Sel, you're up. You just watched the most pathetic display of bows ever.
I hit? It was a solid central hit.
Was it electric? Did it explode? Was it a siege crossbow? These are the criteria from which I am presuming Sel judges all archery.
Sel doesn't roll their eyes. Just like,
oh, so
good
of
job,
Sel.
Buddy!
Hammond actually smiles. Because he knows it wasn't. But he appreciates someone saying so anyway.
It's hard to hit, right? And offloads 3 crossbow bolts into the thing.
That's fine. Okay. Give me the first attack roll.
Oh, that's a natural 1.
Oh, dear.
Okay, cool. Give me another attack roll.
That is a 21.
That is a miss.
Ooh.
So, just schlorps through. You apparently don't hit critical ooze. How you determine what is part of, like, critical and not, who knows?
And then that one is... 11.
That's another schlorp. Yeah. Turns out there are bits of it that matter and bits of it that don't. Who knew?
Yeah, like, Sal's like, oh man, I didn't do it.
So roll attack for just one of them.
So what, they all miss? Did the first one not?
Roll attack for one of them, please.
Oh. He's going to hit me. Do you mean damage? Or
I did. I just misspoke.
Eight.
Cool. That's all for Zolf.
Yeah,
on
I know how
yes.
this.
We worked it out, Alex.
40 hit points remaining. It's still absolutely fine.
Okay.
No, sorry, mate. New yes. friend. Not. Sorry.
What?
Still friends, hopefully.
Oh,
dear.
I'll heal you afterwards.
I'm a cleric, please.
We'll both do it.
I also have fun potions. You will enjoy them.
Zolf?
Mm-hmm. I'll start my turn. I take...
Hold the goddamn phone. 3 acid.
No. 3 damage.
Yep.
37 hit points.
That's fine. I actually got you to do the fort save for this round ahead of time, just so that I'd know prepping ahead of time. Apparently you made it, so you do you. You're currently
technically engulfed, which means from your end you grappled.
What can and can't I do?
So you cannot do anything apart from try to escape using a basically break grapple.
Can I use a spell-like ability as a standard action?
In this specific instance, no. The only thing that you can do is try to basically break free manually.
Cool. I'm going to try and get out of the grapple then, I think.
I think that's
the only thing that
I think that's probably wise.
What is
Please
it?
Do well.
It's a 21.
21, that might actually be enough.
Yes!
Yes, it is. You managed to schlorp yourself out because it rolled atrociously.
What else can I do?
So, that has been your standard action, is you just digging your way out of this creature. I am going to give you a bit of extra fluff, which is that you feel really weird. You are burning all over, and you feel really off and weird. Not in a way that you can quantify in, you know, a combat situation, but you feel wrong in some way.
Cool.
You don't need to factor anything in at your end. I will factor it in at my end.
Cool. I stagger away from it, turn round and start threatening it, but I am two squares away from it.
Yep, that's fine. That's fine. I will tell you now, though, it is a large creature, so you know it has 10-foot reach. Like, it's just obvious by its enormous arms.
That's
as a heads up.
I don't care about it punching me.
In which case, then, it's the creature. It wants you back. It wants you back.
Nom nom.
Is it going to move towards me?
From where it is, no, it's just going to take the swing because you're 10 feet away, so you're in range of it. It has a 10-foot range, you have a 10-foot range.
Oh, its envelop also has a 10-foot range.
Ah, so, no.
Good.
This is just going to take a swing at you this time.
So it doesn't want me back?
It wants you back.
No.
In pieces, and then it's going to...
Right.
So, you've got to let me finish my songs, my expositional songs.
You finished that song and then retconned it.
I took a breath.
Liar.
Yeah, that's a hit. And another hit.
Oh, no.
Fight him out now.
You take 16 normal damage.
Okay.
6 acid damage. And also, can you give me a fort save, please?
Fort save is 24.
Cool. You still feel wrong in some way. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to give you for free. You're a combat trained veteran. This thing is probably doing things that if it hits other people who are less awesome than you... would have effect. You are throwing an effect off rather than there is nothing wrong.
Cool.
Just to spell that out.
Yep.
That's its thing. It just goes... nothing else. Azu, you're up.
I hit the thing again.
Wise.
Punch it lots.
Unleash. Crit.
It's not going to happen again.
No.
You've got to
wait until I eat another party member and then crit.
You know, it's once in a blue moon thing. What's that?
7.
7. That's 18.
You hit non-critical schlorp.
I'm probably distracted by, like, seeing that Zolf is out.
But you get your second attack if you want it.
Yeah, I'll do a second attack.
I mean, I'm assuming you want it, but, you know.
I always want to attack, so that is 22.
Hit.
Woo! Yay, good. Wonderful. Okay.
To be clear, 12. It's a solid schlorp.
Good. I like a good solid schlorp.
Everyone loves a good solid schlorp.
Nice.
Ooh.
Nice. That is 16.
16, okay. This thing is starting to lose its cohesion. It's starting to be a little bit... like, part of its torso will start to, like, slump away and come back, and then the leg will go a little bit wobbling and come back. This thing is starting to stop look humanoid and starting to just look like a blob and not a blob in a good situation.
Oh, it's going to make such a mess. Don't look at me like this!
Hamid, you're up.
Acid mess.
I mean, Hamid is still contributing very little apart from hovering near the ceiling, taking ineffective shots with his crossbow.
Aww.
He continues to do so. I miss.
You tried, buddy!
At which point, I think it's Cell next, yes?
Yep.
Yeah, it's Cell.
Take 3 shots.
Do it. Do your worst.
Well, yeah, do your worst.
They have been pretty bad, frankly. Yeah.
Batter it.
23.
Hit. You guys have actually hit the AC of this way better than I was anticipating.
10.
that's not.
Thanks for cursing 10. Us.
And that's not either.
No.
Cool.
So just
one
hit.
Hit.
I did get one hit.
It's a very fancy crossbow.
It is. Does 5 damage.
5 damage.
So, like, literally the same as what Hammond.
Perfect.
Doing.
Okay.
With this enormous, like, with sparks flying off it, and it's like... And yeah, it just does.
And mine's just like.
They've both made the exact same dent on the thing. Ow!
There is a valuable lesson here, perhaps.
Okay, in which case, Zolf, you will be up.
Okay, cool. I remember how threatening squares works, and I move a further 5 foot back.
Yeah.
If it wants to get me, it has to move into my threat range, allowing me to hit it. Yeah, so I take a 5-foot step backwards as my move action. I activate Freedom's Call, which is an aura that apparently doesn't take up any action.
Is it go, Freedom's Call, go?
No, it's silent. Boom. It's a 30-foot aura. Allies cannot be confused, grappled, frightened, paralyzed, pinned, or shaken while in the aura. I can keep that up for another 8 rounds. So basically, if it tries to grapple you, it don't.
Oh, good. Being immune to confusion, I can do that in real life.
And then I'm going to convert and inflict critical wounds that I have into a heal critical wounds on myself. I choose not to resist.
That's
it.
That's a thing you can do. Oh, go on, resist it for me.
No, I rolled 3 ones though, so I might as well have resisted.
Yay!
Oh, no!
Still getting 19 hit points back.
Boo!
So I'm back up to 34.
The creature. Sorry, the golem. Who is closest currently? Looks like Azu. The creature is dumb as a rock and attempts to engulf Azu. So...
Well, it attempts.
It does attempt.
It attempts a grapple. It does not provoke an attack of opportunity doing so. However, it is an grapple attempt because it's not aware. Is it just Azu is immune to the grapple?
Azu cannot be grappled. How that looks is kind of up to you, I guess.
No, I'd like you to describe how it is. Like, is it slipping off it? Is, like, there a force field? How's it work?
Yeah, so fundamentally, it tries to envelop you, and as if you were a frictionless surface, it kind of, like, flows over you, and you pop out the other side.
Yeah, it keeps trying to engulf you and can't. That's its entire turn, is just trying to make a sphere around.
Have you seen those
hold.
Videos of water being poured on hydrophobic surfaces?
Exactly that.
But
yeah.
If the water was sentient and disappointed.
It's not so much not disappointed as it starts losing its form because it's dedicating so much goo to extra anger at this point. Like, it is not happy with this. And for what it's worth, again, I'm dropping you hints here and there, this thing doesn't seem to be making tactical decisions. Like, it's just going, it's just continuing to do the same thing, even though it hasn't worked so far. It, like, it blows its whole turn trying to eat you and failing. That's it.
Azu also goes,
Azu, you're up.
I hit the thing. Oh, if it's trying to engulf me, surely I should have an automatic hit.
No! It's interfering with your swinging. It's really hard to hit the thing and not touch the thing.
Okay. Or maybe the aura is working against me, so like I'm trying to hit it. No!
Mechanically, no.
Oh, okay. I will try again with a second. No, that's even worse. I think she's just like discombobulated because she's surrounded by slime. She doesn't like slime.
Hannah, you're up.
Twang twip. 24.
It's a hit!
Hooray!
2 whole damage.
Look. Every little helps.
Yeah, well done.
Every very, very little help. In fact, you ticked it up to a whole 10 number. Wouldn't have happened without you.
So what you're saying is I rounded it off.
Your attack is a rounding error, yes. I assume you're using move action to reload.
Yep.
That's fine. And then on to Cell.
Cell's going to throw the last 2 bombs.
This is starting to go how I expected the fight to go.
Because Cell is bored of the crossbow. Oh, for goodness sake. Okay, that's a 21, and that is a 15.
Splash damage from one and just doesn't work on the other one.
So 11 damage.
I'll tell you what, it was efficient.
Yeah.
For what it's worth, actually, bombs definitely seem to be the way to go for this kind of creature. I'll give you that for free.
Well, that's it's nice to learn that now.
Well, I thought I'd wait until this info isn't going to be useful to you. Yeah. Otherwise, what am I doing with my game, you know?
Yeah.
Zolf, you're up.
Taking a 5-foot step doesn't stop me from doing a full attack action, does it?
Nope.
Cool. Take a 5-foot step, do a full attack action.
Spoilers.
That is a 15.
15, nope.
And that's less than that.
Done.
Nope. The enormous tanky creature continues to enormous and tank. It, by the way, while you've all been doing this, it has ignored everyone apart from Azu, which it has just failed to eat. It's just the whole time. Infuriated, it finally stops trying to eat Azu and just tries to just crunch Azu like a can beneath a boot.
Oh no!
With that in mind, what's your AC?
18.
2 hits.
Oh no.
Dealing.
You've got like 100 hit points, right?
I've got 70 hit points. I've got less than Zolf.
13 damage on the first hit, with 12 acid damage on top. Second hit. 11 damage, plus
9 acid damage, so 20, plus...
Oh, no.
Can you give me a fort save?
18.
18, and another fort save.
Oh. Natural one.
Okay, cool. So, first blow hits. Bang! Hits hard, like really hard. The second one, you're ready for it, it comes, and it slams into you. Boom! Slams hard. You, similar to how Zolf was feeling, obviously you can't communicate this. Oh, I feel weird. You do not get KO'd. To be clear, and I may as well spell it out now, yeah, there's a paralysis effect attached to this thing that so far everyone it's touched has managed to shake off, so
look,
good job for all of you.
This will be the third time I've been paralysed in this campaign.
I really want it to happen, and I'm really annoyed at Ben. I really wanted to paralyse you.
I am very pleased with
my special cleric ability.
Yeah, I
know. That's what we get.
Azu, you're up.
Then I try and hit it again.
Yeah, you can, it's fine.
That's, hey! Can you confirm that critical you just rolled?
Oh, confirm it.
Oh.
It's fine, it's still a hit.
Oh, that was a terrible roll, Helen.
Yeah, it was.
Plus...
that's just 10.
Just 10?
Yeah. Does it melt?
Got good news for you.
Oh, good. Explode.
You wind up and you're like, axes ain't working, they're just like... what if I just hit it with the flat bit? Boom! You just baseball swing the flat of your axe into this thing, and it just explodes into goo. I am going to give you a benefit of you slam it, and all of this acid is sprayed away from your friends because you're not an idiot.
Good.
But it does just... for a moment, it looks like someone hit an ooze with a lighthouse. It's just smeared up it, and you hear the very telltale hiss. However, it's not hissing on the glass. It's only the hissing is coming from the metal grating when it's attaching it. So it's just what's left of an ooze is running down the interior of a lighthouse. You are all out of initiative.
I end my order.
Makes sense.
Does that mean the glass is magic?
I'm going to give you this as a free check. Give me a knowledge alchemy check.
I only rolled a 4, so there's only 21.
21? So almost certain...
what? Sell as an alchemist!
Almost certainly, it's a mundane acid.
Right.
Mundane acids only affect certain things. They're real keen on melting metal and wood and stuff like that. Glass, not so much. Adamantine would have been immune to it as well. But you could be wrong.
Yeah.
But, I mean, at a glance, makes sense.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Good work. Everyone okay?
Yeah, who's hurt?
You are, right?
Well, yeah, but...
well, me too.
Good. Right. Well, I can heal us both.
I can also... why don't we both... why don't we... oh, ooh.
Lay them out on the table and let's have a...
all right, on a quick jump out of character, I can do it more efficiently because I can channel positive energy cheaper than you can. So you can keep your lay on hands for when you're doing specific people. But I can... I have 7. Everyone in a 30-foot radius gets 4d6 back.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
I would not object to that.
Yeah, I've only got 3d6.
Right, so everybody get back... a really probably bad roll. Let's have a look.
I really want to heal the ooze with this, but I can't because that's not how it works.
I waited until it were dead.
I know, but
everyone
I want
gets 16 back.
Ooh.
I'm fine.
I'm back up to 43.
You were down 1.
Yes.
I want you all to know now, you played that optimally. Like, on the record, not only did the party play it optimally, if you had played it suboptimally, you would have been destroyed by that thing, but I trusted you all to know what you're doing, and you do, so good job.
Wasn't far off going down. How many hit points do you need back?
I need 29 hit points back.
Do it again for both of us.
Okay.
Fluff-wise, it's obvious Azu's like, yeah, I'm good. Big black eye.
Yeah.
Like half of a tooth hanging out.
Maybe.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, as Azu was trying to be like, I can heal us, but also nearly falls over.
So another 15.
Oh, thank you.
So it looks like they might be harvesting lightning, maybe?
Would everyone like to give me a perception check? Because I've given you flashes in a room whilst fighting a thing, which is not a perception check.
25.
25 from Zolf.
23.
23 from Hamid.
21.
21 from Sel.
And 15 from Azu.
15 from Azu. I'm afraid Azu, the description as given, stands. Zolf, what you see is something that's definitely designed to mess around with the weather, which scans with what you know of the guy. To be clear, you don't know whether this item is making this, but it's certainly built to interact with it in some way, like, for free, even as you will notice, through the glass and at the top, is the biggest lightning rod you've ever seen. Just enormous. And it is attracting lightning. However, the glass seems to be muffling a huge amount of the sound, and also
the power doesn't really seem to be going anywhere in here. Mm-hmm. Hamid, for what it's worth, you are starting to see, you know what? There's a little bit of kind of simulacrum vibe here. To be clear, it's more like the layout of stuff. What you're noticing, for instance, is sort of atop the bulb, you're seeing four very familiar looking crystals that don't have elementals right. in, but they do seem to be chock full of electricity.
Yeah. It's almost like an alternative power source, but a similar style.
Yeah, it's a style thing, to be clear. Cell, what you're noticing in this is all checking out, but I'm giving you the additional thing of, this thing isn't just meant to send lightning down, this thing is definitely broadcasting something out, and that the stuff on top of the bulb is maybe using some of the lightning power to do stuff, but it is clearly more than just a lightning rod, this thing. It is doing something that is...
Is it still doing something, having been unplugged?
So what you see... Mm-hmm. Can I get a knowledge engineering to give you this final bit of detail?
You absolutely can. Oh, no. I rolled a 4. That means I got 15.
15? Hard to say.
Yeah.
It's definitely not off.
Right.
But it also doesn't seem to be optimal.
I think unplugging it is a good start, but I really think we should try and destroy their ability to...
How do we break it? I say, hefting my glaive.
Yeah.
At which point, I'll take a break, I
think. Oh, yeah.
Hey!
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
And welcome back from the break. So, is smashing the order of the day?
So, what we got to smash? What looks important?
The rod looks important, but I'm confused because I unplugged it downstairs, but there's still stuff happening out there. Maybe I
have to detect magic.
This is going to be a hard one to describe, so bear with me.
I basically just want confirmation that a bunch of magic stuff is also happening.
You are getting really weird stuff. Magic is happening whenever you are trying to pin down either a specific location or a specific school. It's not working. Yeah. What that says to you, though, is that probably what it is
combined.
Yeah, there's so much stuff going on combined with someone's just put a load of technology in. And from your experience, as much as people claim otherwise, magic and technology shouldn't be mixed. So what you're getting is there's a lot of stuff.
Maybe there's a
huge amount of magic here as well as just the technology. Like, it's all being combined in weird ways.
There's definitely magic attached to those crystals, to be
yeah.
clear.
I mean, right. Breaking those crystals wouldn't hurt. And yeah, like you said, the rod.
Let's try a crystal.
Okay.
Wait. Do they look like... I've encountered this before, guys. Do they look like elementals to you?
I've seen the same thing, but they don't look like they've got trapped elementals inside.
They do have crackling electricity running through them.
I've seen elementals before, and then you're like, oh, it's a nice thing. I'm just gonna pop the thing at the top of the tower, and then, like, that'll stop the wizard, and then no. Turns out that the thing that was inside the crystal is much worse than the evil wizard that was using it to power their devices.
Smash the crystal or not, then?
Happy smashy.
Okay.
What if you get electrocuted?
It's probably gonna, yeah.
I've got a wooden hafted weapon and I can hit it from a long way away.
Let me just, I cast resist energy.
Okay.
I mean electricity.
What's the resistance
you give,
rating?
You gain 10 resistance to electricity for quite a long time, actually.
Nice. That's fine.
Cool. I might have a better version of that.
Sure.
Fair enough. Put them on the table, lads!
No, it's genuinely just good use of spells.
So the thing is that costs me very little in terms of a spell slot.
Okay, cool. I'll take the protection from energy. Resist energy. I won't cast protection from energy despite it possibly being a thing. But.
What's the rating, just so I know? Like 10, 12? I can't.
10.
10. Okay, yeah. Cool.
Right, I smash it.
Okay. You wind up. You give us an attack roll. Just give us an attack roll.
I'll do a power attack. 18.
Yeah. So you hit a crystal good. Two things happen rapidly. Actually, three things. The first thing that happens is doesn't deal as much damage as it should. Well, it's magic, that makes sense, but your glaive's magic, so it kind of checks out. Number two, it shatters. Good, great. Number three, a full-on lightning bolt just leaps straight out of it and along the haft of the weapon, would or no, and just slams straight into you.
Damage.
Bearing in mind the resistance as well, you have to negate. So it would have dealt 23.
So 13.
But it's only 13. No reflex on save. But at the same time, resist is doing its thing. Good call.
Oof.
Are you all right?
It did, in fairness, throw you, like, woof,
okay.
away from the force of it.
Okay. Okay. I've run over to Zoff.
It's fine. Right.
Are you sure?
Yes. Okay, I'm going to do my thing. It's a bit more.
Yeah.
Got three more to go. All right. Cost protection for energy on myself.
Sure, that's fine.
What?
Should we not, like, split the damage if we're going to destroy them this way?
I'm now immune to lightning.
Oh, all right.
That sounds very handy.
Okay, I don't need any rolls for the rest. Are you literally immune to a lightning?
No, I have resistance of... Wait, it'll...
96?
Yeah, it'll soak up 96 damage.
Okay, these things cannot deal you enough damage.
Cumulatively, can I hit 90? Can you hit 96? Because I get temporary lightning.
Oh,
so it is a different sort of effect.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think.
In which case, yes, it can. It can take over. What a bizarrely complicated scenario that managed to happen.
I love it.
A few things have combined in a weird way. Like, Bryn, so we have quite a few effects on the stack, Bryn. Can you track for me?
This is my home!
God.
So I'm gonna roll.
Pretty sure Wizard of the Coast got rid of the stack.
I am gonna roll, and I brought it back. I'm gonna roll one crystal at a time. I'm gonna need someone to tally up the mass, otherwise we'll be here all day. 4 plus 3 plus 1 plus 1 plus 2 plus 4.
Screw you, dice. I'm invincible.
Good grief, that was terrible. What was that? That was 15 on the first one.
Has that maybe now rendered it impossible? I think that was so bad it's rendered it impossible because it's 36 times 2 is the remaining damage you can do.
Yeah, like it's physically impossible.
Yay!
I'm glad we skipped some rolls.
Well done for avoiding more maps.
Yeah.
Right, I smashed all 4 crystals. Yes, a job well done.
And the lightning rod?
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah, fine. What? I'm still immune to lightning.
Okay.
Now we need to know.
That
how
does
much
mean
you
now you now
left.
Need to roll.
Yeah.
Yeah, because this is like lightning from the proper sky.
I need more d6, please.
No. You're rolling your 6d6 again. We need to know how much protection I have left after taking those lightning bolts. We need to roll 2 more lightning bolts.
Good God.
So then I know.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry, I forgot.
Yeah,
I was
fine.
Jumping ahead. Okay. Better. 10, 15, 20, 25, 27 total.
That was a very good roll.
Yeah, it was.
You might have made up for your rubbish one.
10, 25.
You have 49 points of lightning resist left.
I can take that. And also, I'm not necessarily definitely going to get struck by lightning now.
That's true. But can I get the extra DC? So I want to feel them in my hand.
Yeah.
I want to feel them in my hand. You got 4.
Is 10 enough?
10's enough.
Yeah.
I cast fly on you.
don't bother. I'm going to levitate and I can't fly in high winds.
I don't class fly.
I'm enjoying this, like, I do this thing. No, you don't. I don't do this thing. I do this thing. No, you don't.
Just trying to help. Just trying to feel included after my twang flip of a five.
That's fine, but my skill in fly is minus two, so I do not want to be flying.
Do you think you need any help out there? Like, flying around?
No,
I'm
going
to be okay?
I'm going to climb up to the base and levitate, so I'm not going to be, you know, pushed away and then I'm going to hit
so
it.
So there is a door. Okay. At this, like, you know, you're at the trapdoor level, like, the floor, in inverted commas. There is a door that leads out to a walkway that circles this, and then has a ladder that leads, like, curved over the top of the glass on the outside to the roof, as it were.
Cool. Also, Azu, now's the time to help me out, please.
Okay, yes. I will lay on hands.
There's 46.
Thank you.
I still have a few minutes left on my fly, so I can come out and help you if there's any,
if you want to,
difficulties.
Joy the wind.
It's 15.
Cool.
Can I have my can I have the dice back? Because I want to undo all the healing that you just did.
69. Nice. do you want to do me another?
Can we do that again?
14. Cool. So nine.
Stop healing him.
82 maximum.
No.
I'm back up to max. Hurrah.
Woo. See, this is annoying because I'm almost certain I can't. I could, but it's unlikely. Mostly, all I'm going to do is more maths.
Let's go.
Right, so...
Not necessarily going to get struck by lightning.
Technically, not necessarily. So, I need to know what you're wearing.
What am I wearing? Yeah, I'm wearing a spell-resistant breastplate. I don't know what my legs are made out of, whatever the simulacrum is made out of. Is that adamantine?
Yeah.
So I've got adamantine legs. I don't know if it's conductive.
Oh!
Good to know. So, you open the door.
Yeah.
Immediately, everyone give me a fluff reflex save. This isn't going to kill you, it's just so that I know stuff.
19.
Yep.
27.
Yep.
Oh!
I'm still hovering, by the way, just because, why not?
14.
Okay.
Oh, 24.
The dice, no. So you open it and blistering winds immediately sweep into it, like throwing up like bits of loose metal and tools and stuff. Hamid, you are moved a lot, but because you're flying...
My cape billows in a really cool looking
I'll allow
way.
It. Sell... You have to physically have to grab stuff because you're not exactly a heavy person. And Azu, you're like, wind.
I brace like an ent.
Zolf, you are able to keep your footing and start heading outside.
This is rubbish. Somebody tie a cable to me. I don't want to blow away.
All right, I will. I will do so.
Thanks. I'll do the knots.
You're rubbish! I hate this!
I'm professionally good at this.
I hate this!
Hey, Skyguard, do you want me to do a sailor roll so you can see if I float away anyway?
I mean, yeah, but you can have to roll so poorly.
Oh, it's the kind of thing as well where if I critically fail, I'll be like...
You can just take 10, so it's pointless.
Take 10.
Exactly.
Surely a critical fail would be thinking that you've done it right.
Maybe that's true.
That's why you can't take 20.
You can still take 10. Yeah, you can
take
10, it's fine. You are going to have to like head out the door a little bit along and then up the ladder. Are you levitating, holding the ladder? Are you just levitating? Are you just doing the ladder?
I am trying to climb normally until I need levitation to take the strain off of my arms.
Okay, that's fine. Can you give me, please... Can you please give me a strength check?
8.
8. Can you give me a reflex save, which your levitating boots are granting you?
18.
18? Cool. Yeah, you start growing... A big gust of wind comes. You are like almost a mile in the air style, kind of during what could effectively be described as the beginnings of a hurricane style. You are immediately almost letting go and only just managed to reflex catch yourself. To be clear, like for free, the likelihood of you being able to make it up like this is very slim. Chance of getting struck by lightning? Slim. Chance of getting blown away and having to levitate down 3 miles away? Pretty high.
Nope, that's why I'm tied by a cable.
It's all good. Give me another strength check.
Yeah. Oh, wait, hang on a minute. Can I just take 10?
No, not in this situation.
Right. Well, I rolled a 10. So 14.
14. Reflex save.
11.
So for that one, you are literally just blown off it and scrabbling at the glass until eventually, I'm not going to get a strength check from Azu, you are able to haul him in and bring him in again.
Right. Let's try that again, but this way. I cast full strength on myself.
Ooh.
Right.
Give me a strength check.
14.
14. Reflex save.
13.
13. Exactly the same thing happens again despite the ball strength.
Ah, right.
And for what it's worth, this isn't arbitrary. If you keep doing this, eventually I'm going to start doing fort saves. Just for the tiredness of doing it over and over again. Like, it is horrendous outside.
Anyone got any ideas, or are we going to keep trying?
I
Give me a knowledge engineering, sir.
I've got ideas. They involve carabiners and keeping yourself clipped on to the side of the ladder.
That's a great idea.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah, but Cell only rolled a 13.
As
is low
a
as
total
Cell.
Of 13?
Yeah.
I can't give you any additional insights.
No. I mean, yeah, so I would say you just, like, keep clipping yourself on as you go up.
Have we got anything to clip me on with?
I can, like, give me a second.
I am willing to jump in here and say you've got more rope than you know what to do with, right? If you want to, go really slow and just be frequently tying yourself off so that even if you are literally blown off with both hands and feet, you're coming back on. I will perfectly allow that and won't even get rolls to get to the top, but it is going to take a long time.
How long is a long time?
Like, about 20 minutes.
Oh, fine, yeah, I did that.
Okay, cool.
Yep. I do it carefully with knots and rope. We have to permit me to do it steadily. It's going to take a while. Yeah? Right.
Okay, so
fly spell wears off, I gently descend.
So, you start climbing up. It is hard going. Pretty much it becomes apparent to you that this is realistically some version of this might have been the only way to get this far.
Yeah.
To really spell this out, top of a lighthouse that's at the top of a keep, that's at the top of a sheer thing in the middle of a typhoon out in what is effectively the open ocean. This is brutal. This is far more brutal than pretty much any other time you've been out in a storm, because it's just times a million. You're just counting your blessings that it isn't literally a crow's nest that's also swinging. It's hellish. I can't get that cross enough.
You need an endure element as well as the resist energy.
So, what I am going to need is a fort save, please.
26.
26, cool. Another thing that you get for free.
Mm-hmm.
It is blisteringly cold. The wind is whistling. It's almost more sleet than rain. You are now certain that if it wasn't you up here, no one else would have made it, most likely. You are resisting the elements and also buffed in the strength and also buffed against the lightning and stuff like that. It is grim going. Meanwhile, can everyone else give me a perception check? You do not get a perception check for this.
I would not expect it.
18.
15.
15.
Okay, all of you...
It's the lowest perception check as a party we have ever had.
Yeah, yeah.
All of you here,
as the lowest cell
movement down the lighthouse. Do with that as you will. I'm going to deal with this rest of the party before I return to Zolf.
What kind of movement?
You are not able to discern. Lightning, it's like, I think stuff's moving. Stuff could be rattling around, could be people, you cannot discern it. With the door, have you closed the door actually? That's worth knowing. Or have you left the door open?
The trap door?
The door where it is leading out to Zolf. Are you, like,
open.
Holding it?
Open.
Yeah, I'm assuming
yeah,
that you're leaving it open. So categorically, yeah, you have no idea. Movement.
I'm going to just check. I can make a quick escape back up here if there's stuff coming up.
All right, be careful.
Are you doing it sneaky or are you doing it quick?
Quick.
Okay, cool. In which case, then?
I mean, I'll give a stealth roll, but I'll sacrifice the good stealth for speed.
Give me a stealth check, then. But I'm going to be factoring in that you...
Yeah. 28.
28, okay. You manage to sort of nip down, and what you see is a whole mess of kobolds are kind of faffing around at the stairs leading up. Like, I'm just putting an arbitrary limit on. You know where the padlock is gone? There's a whole mess of them kind of going, oh. And you get the impression that they've kind of been told to go up and no one wants to, but you do also see there are some humans amongst them who are wading through kobold idiots to make it to the trapdoor.
Sounds like perfect fireball country.
Oh, but the kobolds are...
It is.
Oh, but they're so friendly.
They're idiots, but they're still doing evil science.
They aren't aware that you're there. I did the roll. You did enough on your stealth and the thunder and lightning and blah, blah, blah.
It does sound like perfect fireball. I think I cast fireball.
Okay, cast fireball.
That's fireball.
Heavy-hearted fireball. Aiming, like, in the centre of the humans. I want to hit as many humans as possible.
You can see
the
three humans and, like... 20 kobolds.
The kobolds are basically collateral damage, but they're all going to die.
Kobolds, for what it's worth, just climb over one another.
Yep.
Roll me the damage.
Oh, Brid, our little friends.
They're minions.
Yeah, but they don't really know what they're doing.
If a dog was attacking you, would you fight it off?
Yeah, but I wouldn't, like, kill it.
What if you had to?
What if the dog kept yelling, "Don't hurt me," while it did it?
They're not going to get a shot.
What if the dog was not actually attacking you, but was sitting there looking nervous?
And there were lots of them, and they were all puppies.
Yeah,
exactly.
And then
kobolds are adults.
Kobolds are basically baby dragons,
no,
right?
They're not.
That's how that works, right?
Oh dear.
Oh no.
So many dice.
Quite a few of them.
I mean, the kobolds have like 4 hit points.
Oh god, they do, don't they?
44 fire damage to everyone in the area of effect.
Reflex for half.
Reflex for half.
One reflex for all of the kobolds.
Ah, no.
DC 18.
They roll a two. They roll a two. One reflex for all of the humans because they have the same stats as each other.
Minions.
There's an enormous explosion.
Pop.
I don't want to go into huge amounts of detail. Maybe if one of them is trying to stagger away at the end of it, fleeing, people are going to have a hard time coming up, just digging their way through the flaming corpses that now glut the stairwell and the passageway.
For the first time ever, Hammond doesn't celebrate an effective fireball.
To be clear, it has thrown the kobolds throughout the room. They have smashed into equipment, which is broken. The stair shakes. All of you hear the boom, but to your eyes, Hammond, because you did say that you dashed down to do the stuff and then are kind of wanting to dash back.
Yeah.
If you didn't get everyone, the people who are still going are not coming up here anytime soon. Like, horrendous. Probably the most damage I think you may have dealt this campaign. Because if you're at 40 per kobold, 20 kobolds straight out the gate, you're at about 800 damage, not factoring in the humans.
The rest of us don't see this.
No,
this is a
no, we just
down.
Hear the boom. I
you
guess.
Hear a boom, you hear a lot of screams that are very quickly cut off. But I cannot stress enough, this is by like a factor of 10 the most damage that you have dealt in this campaign. Possibly the most that anyone's dealt in the campaign.
What was that, Hamid?
They were sending a group of people up here, but I took care of it.
What's that, Hamid? With great power comes... I'm sure it's fine.
Were they attacking you?
They were getting ready to come up here and attack all of us.
So how they many? Were armed?
Yeah.
How many? What kind of thing?
I mean, about 20 kobolds and 3 humans.
Oh, like, kobolds don't usually...
But I'm going to jump to Zolf. Zolf, you have made it to the top of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's horrendous. You're exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
God knows how you're going to make it back down.
I'm full.
But you are there, and two things become readily apparent. One, this thing is massive. Like, without exaggeration, the base of this lightning bolt is like the width of a house. Not lightning bolt, lightning rod. Obviously, they taper and so on. It's massive. It is huge. You reckon that potentially if you could climb up to where it's the rod true rather than the housing, but you will be climbing an active lightning bolt in a storm.
Is there a maintenance panel?
There is a maintenance panel. Yes.
Try and tear it open.
Good call. Give me a strength check.
Oh,
I will say for free though, occasionally as you've been up there getting the light sight of it, more than one, like one lightning bolt, direct strike, it is so loud. And then another one, as you're like, okay, cool, if I do this, strikes again. Boom! It becomes apparent that, you know that glass in inverted commas in the lighthouse? One, may not be glass, and two, if it is, it's probably as thick as my arm span. This thing is enormous.
Cool. Full strength has one off, so I'm doing this normally.
That's fine.
Strength check?
Strength check, yeah.
Using my glaive.
Yeah.
Ooh, that is a 22.
You manage to, using the glaive, it's awkward as heck, but you manage it. You manage to basically wrench off the maintenance panel, and you manage to do so deliberately timing it in such a way that there doesn't seem to be a lightning bolt. Like, effectively, you see a lightning strike and go, okay, quick. You manage to get the maintenance hatch off.
What's inside?
So inside is a cable maybe as thick as my hand span, so a big, thick cable.
Okay.
It seems to be, to your limited knowledge, you don't have any kind of knowledge engineering.
No, but I've got nothing relevant.
Okay, cool.
Unless it's Arcana.
It's not. Not enough magic. Yeah. You reckon that's probably it, but I'm going to give you this for free. You also reckon jabbing a metal glaive into an active lightning rod, like the cable that is powering power, is going to hurt.
Or magic's great. Turn the glaive on fire and stuff it in the hole.
Okay.
He's still got resistant electricity.
I've got.
When you say stuff it in the hole, do you mean are you cutting it or just holding it near? Because mechanically, I believe in Pathfinder, like...
I attack the cable.
I'm asking because in my first ever D&D campaign, the first thing I did is like, cool, I had my fire dagger in this crate so that it burns the place down and had to have this explained to me and I was sad. Cool, you go for the hack?
Yep.
Let's find out if you get struck by lightning. Yep. Bryn, I need you to stack them up for me. As in, like, the maths. Six, five, three, two, one.
If you fall off this goddamn lighthouse.
I'm levitating.
I made
42. 42? Ooh. 42 damage straight out of the way. You time it badly this time. As you're going through, there is just live lightning bolt running through it. It becomes very clear to you, you just took a lightning bolt to the chest, like an actual typhoon lightning bolt to the chest.
Woo!
Your hair's standing on end, but you feel fine.
Right!
Beard is also standing on end.
Vertical beard. Literally, lightning is crackling across your torso. Can you roll a guaranteed hit but not crit and roll damage, please? I know the damage
you
of this game.
You want me to roll damage?
Just skip straight to the damage. I don't need the attack roll. It's a static cable. Even with a glaive, I'm giving you that for free.
15, 16, 17.
17?
Yeah.
So, you managed to hack through almost all of it. There is still a slither left. You know that... I mean, it'll probably break on its own eventually.
Here we go again!
Okay.
Oh. Loads of hit points.
Another lightning strike.
You can't kill me.
I don't like that I can roll this many d6 and Ben's like,
don't care, mate.
You've been struck by lightning twice in like 2 minutes.
I mean,
five, really. Yeah. If
good God, right. Five, six, ten.
Six, even.
You know what? I'm going to give you the small numbers. It's easier. Five, five, four, 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 three, two, two. And there was a sneaky six on top of
that. I made a 39.
Me too. Good. Yeah.
And if you're playing along at home,
write that down.
So,
look around.
How much prop did I have left?
3 points.
Cool. 3 goes off, then minus 10 because I'm resistant to lightning. So, what was your total?
Total 39.
39. Right, so I take 36. 36.
26. Boom! It blows you off the ladder. Your rope just catches you on the ladder. You pull yourself back in. There is literally energy crackling up and down your armor. There are scorch marks all over you. Anything that is not magical has pretty much burnt off by this point.
So I'm naked.
You got struck by lightning twice. I'm going to
allow
you.
Do you not have magical
pants? I'm going to allow you a small amount of decency's sake, but your clothes
your beard,
are all but burned away.
Leather?
So your leather will be heavily charred, but not gone.
A lot of my stuff.
No,
is
I
leather.
Mean anything that's like cloth. Like
leather pants.
Is just, it cannot survive this. It will have burnt away.
Okay.
Leather
well,
tie.
I'm wearing a blessed plate, a leather coat, leather trousers, and magical boots.
So your,
so
le-
under
your leather gear is in really bad shape. I'm not going to do mechanically broken because I cannot stand dealing with the mechanics thereof.
Also, you're making one of your protagonists naked running around the lighthouse, which is just dumb.
But yeah, to be clear, it has messed up everything it can without physically killing you.
Cool.
Right.
Better roll that damage.
What?
That was on you hitting the cable for a second time.
Oh, yeah, you do need to roll technically the damage to hit it, but I think you guarantee...
It's terrible. 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah, it's enough. Yeah. You needed to roll less than 5.
And I'll pull myself back in.
Okay, so I'm going to need another fort save from you.
29.
29. And one more fort save from you. These are for separate things.
19.
So it will take another 20 minutes for you to climb down.
Will it?
It took you 20 minutes to go up. It's going to take you 20 minutes to come back. Unless...
I let go and pull myself in by the cable. I don't need to get down carefully.
And Azu can assist, yeah.
Yeah, I can pull.
Fair point. Actually, fair point. Okay, it will still take, like, minutes, not 10 That's seconds. Fine. But yeah, cool. In that case, then, I am going to skip to... You make it in. Can I get one strength check from you, please?
11.
And can I get a strength check from you? This is mostly to determine speed, because you've taken all of the precautions possible.
Certainly
14. Yeah, you're fine. Oh. You make it back in maybe sort of 5 minutes, going carefully, blah, blah, blah. Even so, Zolf staggers in. I am feeling generous. You do not have a level of fatigue because you smashed every fort save I threw at you. For free, you know basically no one that you have ever met would probably have been able to do that. That knowledge is for you.
I'm great.
You could just know that. So two things, the two most impressive achievements by my ear, like technically that Zolf has done, is this, and basically bringing Sasha all but back from the dead using mundane healing. These are kind of, this is the level of achievement you've just done. For everyone else, Zolf comes in, it looks like he might have just tried to eat the storm. Just a mess. His hair is like on end. Most of his clothing has been burned. Anything that isn't leather is gone. It's just a mess.
Hey. Are you all right?
I got struck by lightning twice. Woof.
Oh,
it's gone though.
Like it's great, to... right? The rush.
I am pumping, yeah, but also. Whew. Anyway, right. You... Cable inside the lightning rod. Yeah. It's gone now. So there's no cable inside the lightning rod. So they got to go up and fix it.
Excellent work.
Good. Do you need healing?
Yes, please.
Okay. I'm probably going to end the episode there whilst we maths a load of healing, because otherwise we'll be here all day, because you've taken more damage than the entire party really should be able to.
Yeah. Right, most of it didn't count.
Not gonna lie, I did plan all this out. Climbing atop the lightning bolt during the storm and cutting it down successfully and comparatively harm-free wasn't on the list of contingencies I prepped for.
Alex, I've got 56 hit points left.
For now. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was directed by Alexander J. Newell and produced by April Sumner. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord via the website or on Reddit at r/RustyQuill. Thanks for listening.
Realised that Ben's character was birthed slimy and covered in goo onto a metal grated floor, as seems to happen quite a lot across different franchises. Now I get cast as stereotyped. I get what's the word?
But at least you're stereotyped abroad.
Yeah, like
so narrow.
Yeah,
for Ben.
Like, I mean, me, stabby, angry woman. But you. Birth the clone slime baby.
Don't forget
my
that.
Voice has changed.
Don't forget that unreleased Magnus episode where Elias
slimy
gets eaten
naked
by
Elias
and then spat.
Slimy naked Elias.
Whose turn in initiative order is it?
Literally chop that out and put that on Patreon.
Ooh, slimy.
No! I need to check one thing.
Yeah.
Sorry, I did a search for conditions and one of the conditions it went, did you mean menopause?
Been inflicted by menopause.
I'm sorry, Zolf, but your time getting struck by lightning has induced the menopause.
Oh, getting flushes.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe, period, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun, and see you later.